go to the Word of God in the name of Jesus. I want us to go to the Word of God. And this evening I want to share briefly concerning understanding seasons. Understanding seasons. Praise be to God. Understanding seasons. The days of peace are the days to prepare for war, and the days of abundance are the days to save for the days of scarcity. Just because you have a lot today does not mean you will have tomorrow. God may be giving you more today to prepare for dark days ahead. Just because everything may seem well in your life is not the reason to stop seeking God and coming to church. Strength for tomorrow is built in prayer and in the presence of God. When you see us praying the way we pray, we are building capacity for tomorrow. Praise be to Jesus. A time of war is too late to prepare for battle. Prepare now for the future the Lord has. Do not be caught with a surprise. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there are people that they are waiting until something bad happened to them is when they start seeking God. They are waiting until they get unemployed is when they start seeking God. They are waiting until they get sick is when they start seeking God. Praise be to Jesus. They are waiting until they lose a loved one is when they start seeking God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, when God has given you the breath of life, when God has given you the life to live, praise be to God, you need to make it a priority to seek God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's why we are doing this 21 days of prayer and fasting, because we are building capacity for tomorrow. We don't know about tomorrow, praise be to God. We don't know the kind of persecution that is coming upon the church of Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. But we are preparing for those days right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The reason why we are praying, the reason why we are gathering, the reason why we are calling upon the name of the Lord is because there is some that God is putting in us to enable us to overcome that challenge that will come tomorrow. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So it is very important as children of God to understand times and seasons. Praise be to God. It is important to understand times and season, because if you don't understand time and season, you will miss the hour of your visitation. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When you understand time and season, then you will understand what you need to invest on very heavily. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are moments where we are investing heavily on things that will not be able to help us in our future. Praise be to God. There are moments where we are investing on things that will not help us. Praise be to God. There are moments where people have gone, you have gone to college, you have gotten your degree, your PhD, then you realize what you wanted to do had nothing with what you went to school for. Praise be to God. You come to realize that I wish I knew I could have studied this in school, because you didn't understand times and season. Praise be to God. And even in the church, hallelujah, in the time we live in, we need to understand what God wants us to do as a church. We need to understand what God wants us to invest in this time and in season. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We know that God has put us in a season of prayer, in a season of establishment of the Word of God, in a season where we need to seek Him more. And that is not a season of wasting of time, because that is the season where the seed is planted. Praise be to God. That is the season where the foundation is laid. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Today you may see in the world some of the successful ministers we have today. Now they are getting into their old age, and now they are reaping the sweat of the time they had spent in serving God. Praise be to God. Now people are able to see the fruits they are yielding, but they don't see the season they are to spend digging the ground. They don't see the season where they are to spend in prayer and in fasting. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. There were a moment I heard of a man of God that he fasted until he started bleeding. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. There is a season for everything. And as children of God, we need to understand that what it is that God wants you to do at this hour. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. God may just want you to sit down in a church and be taught the word of God. Praise be to God. Not to be running around from church to church, place to place. Praise be to God. And if you don't understand that season, you will miss something that you will need for your future. Praise be to Jesus. Because you may need a solid word in your foundation that will be able to sustain you in your calling ahead. Praise be to God. You may need a solid foundation of prayer that will be able to sustain you for the growth of the ministry that God has for you ahead. And if you haven't built the capacity of prayer, you will not be able to sustain the growth of the church that Christ has for you. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are moments where we want to see massive growth, but we are not ready for it. Praise be to God. So God will put us in a place, in a season, for us to build capacity, for us to be humble, for us to learn patience. Praise be to God. For us to learn character that will be able to carry the anointing. Praise be to Jesus. You know, when Moses was spending 40 years with his relative, hallelujah, with his relative Jethro, praise be to God, while he was taking care of the sheep, praise be to God, that was a season of teaching. That was a season that God had put him so that he learn about servanthood, that he learn about shepherdhood. Praise be to God. Because a time was coming where God was going to use him to lead the real shepherds, the real people who are shepherds. Praise be to God. The real sheep who are human beings. Praise be to God. But he had to spend 40 years in the wilderness taking care of the sheep. Praise be to God. You know, while you are spending 40 years, there is a cold that is eating your heart. Hallelujah. You are learning perseverance. You are learning how to take care of the young lambs. You are learning how to look for pasture for the sheep. Praise be to God. That was a season that Moses had to go through until he came to the place where he experienced the burning bush. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So you should not look down upon season. You may be in a place, you may not have a job right now. That is the season to see God more. Praise be to God. You have all the time in your hands. Yes, you are looking for a job, but you can invest that time in your spirituality. You can invest that time in your service for God. Don't just allow that season to pass by only to realize you did nothing with it. Praise be to God. Don't allow the season of your singlehood just pass by. You are waiting for marriage. Praise be to God. Does not mean you should just sit down and relax. Begin to learn about marriage. Begin to read books about marriage. Begin to listen to sermons about marriage. Attend marriage seminars. Praise be to God. Grow in your knowledge about marriage so that one day when you enter into marriage, marriage will not be a surprise for you. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. There are people that have moved from one season to another only to realize the next season is too hard for them because they never prepared. When they had the time in their hands, they never prepared for the next season. Praise be to Jesus. It's like a man who is preparing to retire. Hallelujah. They know they will retire, but they have nothing that they are saving. They haven't prepared. Mentally, they are not prepared. that after retire, what are they going to do with their lives? Praise be to God. And now when they enter into that season, they found that season to be difficult to endure. But while they had the time, they didn't invest. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for the season that He has put us in. I thank God for the season where we do more prayer, sometimes more than teaching. We are seeking God. We are watering the ground. The prayers that we are praying right now will sustain generation hundreds of years from now. Generations will be sustained in the house of God hundreds of years from now, because we watered the ground, because we decreed the prophetic utterance in the ground, because we decreed the word of God on behalf of our children, on behalf of generations to come. They will find themselves coming to the church. They will find themselves having a passion to serve God, because there's a generation that understood season. There's a generation that understood that this is the time to cry out to God for the lost soul. This is the time to cry out for revival. This is the time to cry out for our young men, our young women that are lost outside there. This is the time to rebuild marriages again. You know, we live in a time where marriages are under strong attack of the enemy. There are organizations that are investing a lot of money to break homes and break marriages, praise be to God, and propagate all manner of wickedness. We have heard now they are trying to see a way where children can be raised in a tube, praise be to God, outside the womb, praise be to Jesus, hallelujah. We are living in difficult times where the enemy is challenging the foundation of marriage, that institution that God Himself created, praise be to God. So this is the time where we have to rebuild our marriages in the fear of the Lord. This is the time where we have to rebuild our homes. This is the time where we have to rebuild our marriages. If you never had a holy matrimony, this is the time to make it right, praise be to God, hallelujah. This is the time where you need to seek for counseling and sanctify your marriage in the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. Because the institution of marriage is under the heavy attack of the enemy. And because there is chaos in a lot of marriages right now, children are growing very, very confused. Children are growing without their parents. Praise be to God. Children are growing without their mother, without their father. Praise be to God. With no one to give them direction, with no one to teach them the fear of the Lord, with no one to teach them how to handle themselves, how to take care of themselves, how to love themselves, how to work hard for their lives. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. Therefore, we are seeing a lot of rowdy youths that have no direction. We are seeing a lot of rowdy youths engaging in all manner of lifestyle that doesn't please God, engaging in all manner of immorality, engaging in all manner of wickedness, engaging in gang activities, engaging in all manner of things that doesn't please God, because they lack direction. Praise be to Jesus, hallelujah. It a time has come that we need to understand seasons and understand what God wants us to do at this hour, in the name of Jesus. The book of 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 32 says, of Issachar, men who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, 200 chiefs and all their kinsmen under their command. Praise be to Jesus, hallelujah. You see, the men of Issachar, the Bible says they had the understanding of times, and these are the men that eventually walked with King David. Praise be to God. These are the men that helped David to establish his rulership in Israel, because he walked with wise men, he walked with people that understood what the whole nation needed to do. Praise be to God. We need people people around us that understand time. Praise be to God. The time of digging is not the time of harvesting. Praise be to Jesus. The time of sowing is not the time of digging. Praise be to God. We have to understand times and season that God has put in place. Even as a church individually, you need to understand where you are with God. You need to understand what God wants you to do in this season. Praise be to God. So that you invest your time wisely. So that you invest your time to that very thing that will have an impact for your future. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are people that they have time for going for the gym, but they don't think that it is important to come for the Bible study. They don't think it is important to come to the Sunday worship service. They don't think it is important to come for deliverance service. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. They can make time to take a dog outside. Praise be to God. Because they think it is important to take a dog for a walk for 1 hour. Praise be to God. But they don't understand that there is a time, there's a season that they need to invest for their future. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You know, there are moments when you invest your time in the right thing, people will laugh at you, because when people are doing investment, results are never seen right away. Praise be to God. The results are always seen at a later time. You know, today people may laugh at us. Why is this young man so crazy about this live videos? Why is this man so crazy about this 21 days of prayer and fasting? Why is this so crazy? He's sharing the word almost every day. He's bothering us with the word. He's bothering us with prayer. What is wrong with this young man? But I understand the time. I understand that my youth is the crop of my, is the cream of my life. But when I give my youth to the Lord, He will give it back to me at the very time that I will need it. Look at the history of some of the greatest men of God, even some that we have today. Praise be to God. They started serving God in their youth, Praise be to God. I was reading an article of one of the men of God. He was saying that at 19, because of passion for the love of God, at 19, he planted a church at 19 years old. Praise be to God. He already had the wisdom of planting the church for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. His first church that he planted was when he was 19. Now he's almost 60 something years old. He has planted over 22,000 churches. Praise be to Jesus. These are the men that understood time. Praise be to Jesus. He was going from village to village telling people about Christ. Praise be to God. While the youths of his generation, when he was going to the marketplace to tell people about Christ, they were laughing at him. They thought that he was wasting his time, but he understood time and season. Praise be to Jesus. When you understand time and season, you will not waste your time for things that doesn't deserve. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. You will know the best place to invest your time. You will stop wasting your time on things that will not help you. You will stop wasting your time with friends that are leading you to hell. You will stop wasting your time listening to things that will not benefit your future. You will stop wasting your time doing things that has no value, has no future for your life, and you'll begin to put your time in the right place. You'll begin to understand the things that God wants you to do, and you'll begin to do them one by one. Haraba seperina maganata ekine kinda laganaza zandarate mikina kunto namali epara. You know, God had put in my heart to build a database, a Christian database that will feed generation. Praise be to God. A database
database of teachings of worship of the word of God that will feed generations to come. Praise be to God. I've been building that database that is now can be reached through our ministry website worldwide. I've been building podcasts and teachings. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Now they are reaching on their hundreds. Praise be to God. And they will reach on their thousands. That at the click of a button, people will get various teachings, whether it is the teachings about repentance, salvation, financial breakthrough, prayer, and all manner of topics. Praise be to God. That generations will be able to feed on those teachings, be revived, and go out there and become what God wants them to become. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. You need to understand times and seasons. The Bible said that the men of Isaac, they understood the times. They understood what they needed to do. They understood what the church needed to do. Don't just sit down in the church. Understand the assignment of the church. Praise be to God. Different churches are at different levels. And you need to understand the season of the local church. Praise be to God. The local church may not have everything. The local church may not have many members. The local church may not have the best instrument. Praise be to God. But that may be part of their season. And there are things that you need to do when you are starting. And there are things that you need to do when you are already established. Praise be to God. There is a season for everything. And it is very important in this year 2023 to understand times and season, and to understand the things that God wants us to do at this hour, because that is the place where we will get the greatest investment. When we invest in the things that God wants us to invest in, we will get the greatest investment, greatest output. Praise be to God. When we do the things that God wants us to do, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. I will read the book of Genesis chapter 41 verse 29. Behold, 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the land of Egypt, but 7 years of famine will follow them. Then all the abundance in the land of Egypt will be forgotten, and the famine will be devastate the land. The abundance in the land will not be remembered, since the famine that follows it will be severe. This is the time where Pharaoh had a dream of the fat cows and the lean cows. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And he was seeking for the interpretation of the dream that he had. And Joseph came into play, and Joseph interpreted the dream and said, behold, 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the land of Egypt. Remember that the years of great abundance had not yet come, but Joseph had understood the times in the spirit, that the years of abundance were coming, and also the years of scarcity was coming. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, when everything seems so well in your life, there is a tendency of forgetting what you need to do. When everything seems so perfect in your life, you can relax, you can laugh, you can spend your money anyhow, as if your life will ever be like that. Whether you are a millionaire or a billionaire, you need to understand that probably God is giving you that harvest for tomorrow. God is giving you that harvest for the scarcity of the tomorrow. The tomorrow you may not have enough time to pray, but today God has given you the time to pray. Tomorrow you may not have the time to do certain things, but today God is giving you the time to do those things, so that tomorrow you may focus on other important things. A time is coming that we shall be so busy in the ministry, going from land to land, nation to nation, that we may not be able to sit down like this and invest time in action actual prayer, but the prayers that we prayed in our youth will be the wheels that will be carrying us. The investment that we did in the kingdom will be the ones opening doors of nations in the mighty name of Jesus, because we understood the timing. We cannot miss the hour in the name of Jesus, because our harvest is coming and the devil can never stop it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Have you ever seen a man or a woman who waits until the harvest time is when they start, they want to plant their crops? When people are already harvesting is when they are looking, I think I slept, I think I missed the rainy season. What did that man do to succeed like that? What did that pastor do to succeed like that? What did that man of God do to succeed like that? What did that child of God do to succeed like that? Probably they were your age mate, while they were working hard, while they were investing in the kingdom, while they were seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You are busy running around with girlfriend. You are busy going from club to club. You are busy doing all manner of things. Praise be to God. You are too busy. You think that you are too arrogant. You thought you are too knowledgeable. You thought that you cannot be taught. You thought that pastors don't know what they do. You thought that pastors are just after the people's money. So you can't listen to teachings. You can't sit down to be taught in the church. You can't come to worship God. Praise be to God. You think that that is meant for foolish people. That is meant for poor people who don't know what to do. Praise be to God. So you thought that all you needed is your job. All you needed is a good career, good education. But you didn't understand. Praise be to God. A time will come where you will compare your age with your age mate, and you will look like a whole grandpa, but their youth, they will still be strengthened. Their youth will be like that of an eagle, because they spend time in the presence of God. The Bible said the strength of Moses was not abated. Praise be to God. Even the time Joshua, when they were entering the land of Canaan, they were almost on their 70s, but they still had the strength of that of a young man. They were still able to conquer many cities and many land for their people, because there was a time they spent in the presence of God. There was a time they spent in the house of God. When people were busy running around, Joshua was in the assembly. When after Moses had called upon the glory, the Bible said that Joshua could tarry in the glory longer in the presence of God, because Joshua understood that there was a time that he had to invest more in the presence of God, because there were challenges that were waiting for him in the future, that he needed impartation from the presence of God. He needed help from the presence of God. He needed graces from the presence of God. He needed favor from the presence of God. He needed protection from the presence of God. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do not just look at men commanding higher authority and think they just woke up to that authority. They had invested time. You may not see it today, praise be to God, because you are just interested in going to churches that have already had a success. You're just looking for places with success. You are just looking for churches with a lot of members, praise be to God. So you don't understand the time of investment into the kingdom matters. You don't understand the time where we just come and cry to God like little babies. You don't understand the time where we pray and groan in the spirit. You don't understand the time where we groan. We groan in a way that words cannot express. We just cry. Because there's a heavy purpose. There's a weight in our spirit.
spirit that words cannot express, but we are declaring it in the spirit, and the things that are being established in the spirit, angels are picking those words to establish them in the nations. Angels are picking those words to save people on the continents. Angels are picking those words to bring people that one day we will need in our lives, that will help us cross one level to another. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You know, the enemy doesn't want believers to pray in the spirit, because he knows that prayer in the spirit is a language that there are angels that are hearing and understand. You know, there are tongues of angels that the angels hear and they run in assignment. When we speak in tongues of angels, they put angels to work. Angels will run to prepare the road. Angels will run to open the land for Christ. Angels will run to heal the sick. Angels will run to prepare the people that will help you establish the church of Jesus. Angels will run to save men and women. Angels will run to prepare the future that God has called you, that when that future comes, you will be able to succeed in the will of God, because you prayed in the Holy Ghost. You prayed in the Spirit. You may not understand what you are praying, but your prayers are shaking the kingdom of hell like crazy. Your prayers are shaking the kingdom of darkness. Your prayers are turning down the devil in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, you know, they are men of God that they have reached at a greater height now. They are too busy preaching and moving from place to place, but they wish they had more time in the quiet place. They wish they had more time when they started to cry out to God for their future. They wish they had more time when they started to cry for the leader that will be raised in the church, that they will be able to stand with the authority of the word of God, that the enemy will not steal their mind to debauchery, the enemy will not be able to steal their mind to lies, that they will be established, there will be the root, that they will be rooted in the house of God, they will be established in the house of God, they will grow and be flourish in the house of God, they will become like the cedars of Lebanon, they will grow tall in the house of God, that they will produce fruits in season and out of season. You see, somebody has to declare the word. Somebody has to speak that prophetic word. Things don't just happen. Somebody has to stand in the gap. You are saved today because somebody prayed. You couldn't have just been saved. Somebody must have prayed for you, and the Lord heard it, and the Lord sent the word towards your direction because somebody made intercession for you. So we need to understand times and seasons in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will read the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. The Bible says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Every time we come before the throne of grace, we are coming to obtain mercy. Mercy. And the Bible says, and find grace to help in the time of need. So every time you pray, you don't pray because you are in need right now. Praise be to God. But you are preparing yourself for the need of tomorrow. You are preparing yourself for the challenges of tomorrow. You are preparing yourself for the Goliaths of tomorrow. You are preparing yourself for the principalities you will meet tomorrow, for the sicknesses and infirmities you will meet tomorrow, for that spirit that will want to come to challenge your destiny. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And if you are not invested in prayer, if you are not saturated yourself in place of prayer, you may not be able to conquer that problem when you meet it. Praise be to God. Because it will be too late. Because you are not ready. You are not endowed with the things that you need to fight. The Bible says it trains our hands for battle. When we enter into the place of prayer, God trains our hands. God decorates our hands. But when we lift our hands, they will have a sign of authority in the spirit. When we lift our voices, they will have a sign of authority in the spirit. Because every time we gather to pray, every time we gather to seek the face of God, there was grace that was given unto us. There was ability. There were masses that were open, that were given unto us. Because we came and honored God in His house.
So it is very, very important to understand times and season. It is our prayer that this year 2023, we are going to do that very thing that God wants us to do. That we shall not be like the foolish virgins that never carried the extra oil. The oil was there, but they never carried it. Mighty Father, in this time, we are praying for extra oil that will carry us the rest of the year and even the rest of our life. In the mighty name of Jesus, in this fasting, on these 21 days of prayer and fasting, Mighty Father, we cry for grace for the time of need. We cry for mercy. We cry for grace to conquer the battles that is ahead of us. We cry for divine help. We cry for divine graces to worship you right. Graces to reach out to our young men and our young women. The supernatural ability, supernatural capability, supernatural conviction in the mighty name of Jesus. That Father, you will put conviction in our spirit. That when we speak, people will hear you. When we speak, they will hear you. They will understand you. They will know that it is Jesus that is speaking. They will know that this is not Pastor Lenny speaking to us. It is the Spirit of God that is speaking to us. It is Jesus that is speaking to us. Because there is something that will do into our voices. Open your mouth and begin to pray. That the Lord may help us understand times and season. That we are going to invest our time well. This year 2023, we are going to invest our time well in the mighty name of Jesus. Makande mikiri ribuja e parada maganata ribaratani e parada maganata zantene mahando e paride ribaranda zakatani mikinda e ketelegede minakanda e parada mikinda lekede mikinda e jana maganata zeperina mantanaza zeganata e parada mikinda gelegnaza e jana maganata sentene kedelegeza e parada Mentelegina conto Nazaya, Yeterene Megendele Ketena, Ekenegende Latine Gendola Toya, Yoporodo Zontano Mosaya, Yetede Bezeterida Maganato, Eperegede Laki de Laganaza, Eperegende Latana Maganata. Father, we have come to seek for grace, we have come to seek for mercy, for the time of need. O Parada Metia, Repayana Maganata, give us grace to reach to our young men. Who are perishing on the streets, who are perishing on drug activities. Give us grace that when we speak to them, they will hear you. When we speak to them, they will want to change their lives. They will want to change their destiny, because they will see something beyond the norm. They will see something upon our lives that will convict them to change, that will convict them to repent, that will convict them to make it right with God in the mighty name of Jesus. Makitele beretena aparada gine kutala gije jende mekila lekatara gadine kentene mezeria reperina maganata seperina maganata. Father, teach us how to apply our days to wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Teach us how to apply our days to wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Teach us how to number our
our days and apply them to wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to do that which will have impact in your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. May you open our eyes of understanding, open our hearts of understanding in the mighty name of Jesus, that Father, we shall grow this year in 2023. We shall grow in the true knowledge of Jesus. We shall grow in the light of your word, for in thy light do we see light. In thy light do we see light. And this year 2023, we are going to see a light that cannot be stopped. We are going to see a light that will turn our lives around, that will turn our church around, that will turn our families around, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you, our Lord. We worship you, our King. We worship you because you are our helper. We worship you. We worship you because we understand we cannot do without you. We understand we need help from you. And Father, we have come to seek help for the year 2023. We have come to seek for mercy. We have come to seek for grace for the time of need in the mighty name of Jesus. And we invest in prayer. We pray for our young men. We pray for our young women, that they will not be lost, that they will find their way in the house of God. They will find their way in the kingdom of God in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the lost, that they will come to the knowledge of Jesus, that Father, extend your grace and your mercy to many souls to enter into the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. That Father, prepare us for battle. Prepare us for battle. Prepare us to emerge victorious in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, in our married lives, in our finances, oh Lord, prepare us in our work with you. Prepare us, oh God, that we shall emerge victorious, more than conquerors, more than conquerors, more than conquerors, more than conquerors, in the name of Jesus, because we wait on you, Lord. Give us a capacity. We wait on you, Lord. Give us capacity. Give us capacity. Give us capacity. Give us capacity over the rulers and authorities. Give us capacity over every powers of hell. Give us capacity. Give us capacity to conquer nations for Jesus. Give us capacity to trample against snakes and scorpions. Give us capacity to put devils to flight. Give us capacity. Mekata radine. Eka baganda gana. Rata parade zepira, rata parade zepira, magnata sapi mekete legija, gete getigaya yakatano contanazo zagali e cantonale kita bine gentelata. Give us capacity over principalities that are controlling men and destiny. Give us capacity to challenge them, to loosen the captives. Give us capacity, for your word says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers of darkness, against spirit of wickedness in heavenly places. And Father, we stand before the altar of grace, that we may get the capacity, we may get the grace to wrestle with these powers of hell, to wrestle with this spirit that want to make people dwell in immorality, but want our children not to focus, but wants to kill the lives of our children. Mighty God, we have come before the altar of grace that we may receive capacity to drive them out of nations, out of villages, out of cities. Akabagate le parato kunagi le kete benekaya yakata yakata zeperede kentemenia e paratono gontonoso zentinima e pina maganata taparada e perenemente zeketeli Rigina Contonomos, a Parana Mintanima Cantonos, a Parana Candelette Benekenda, a Kirigida Contonomosaya, Ye Perede Mekende, a Pabayatana, a Pabayatana Maganate, a Parada Gendeletema Maganato, a Piribina Contonomosate, a Parano Contonomosatile, a Perida Mihento Zotonomosaya, ya. Give us capacity. Give us capacity to trample against snakes and scorpions. Give us capacity to heal the sick. Give us capacity to establish churches across the globe, across the nations. Give us capacity to flow in financial blessings. Give us capacity to prosper in the will of the Father. Give us capacity to multiply. Give us capacity to be fruitful in the land. Give us capacity. Give us capacity to spread your word. Give us capacity to pray more. Give us capacity. Mighty Father, this year 2021, we are seeking for fresh strength. We are seeking for fresh mercy. We are seeking for fresh grace. We want to do things that we never what we could do before. We want to worship you better. We want to pray better. We want to lead better. In the mighty name of Jesus, power divine gives, power revelation, power divine gives, power revelation, power divine gives in our midst. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ala baratana magatala di madataya. Ye perene meketele de meketele de meketele di maganda na mataya yete de belete maganda la katena mikende le katia na manda ete bire mene kanda na matana miketele de bedegaya etele de mekende zatana ginde gele gadia ete ni mehanda da baratanya miketele gadaya etere de bende kanda radikandoro toza dadaya ete bene mekende le tede mekende le tede maya yete de nekende le tene mekende le katile gia etarabaya na makata la gide la gada Jata magadala ketelegedia, Jata magadala ketelegedia, Jata rataradide, E parana makendolo torobo shanda, Meketoro dozandari parana manta, E perine mekonto zatine megenelatani, E tanamazanda meketelegedia, Rata zende meketo zotoro dozaya, Yete megene kanda namatani, E parado gontorobo zaya, E parada begenda latima, E parada mikende zeterine mekeria, Rata Zatele de ma, e paroto zadema, e paroto zotomani, e paroto zotorodia, e paroto zotorodomonta, megina canta na malatani, e peride megenda lette bene canta, e terede begenda lette bene ganda, e tarada binde lette bene canta, e tarine candala di mahando robo satibia, e tabene candala tana maganda latine, e perede mekende lette bene canta ratana, e terede mekende lette bene galiatana, Eterede bekende zeterede beketele dia rete bezende meketolo dobozata eterede bekende zandaranaza zandaranaza zantanene kentelanina kantaranaza eterede bekende latana mikindo dobozaya eparada meketele gedia rete bene kandara tamian todo bazadi bedibo etebede bo debedibo debedibo eparodo bo tapiri bedibai eparodo bo torobo zande mekende egani antono manande Temenento no manande demenecandi, and emento no monande mentenemononta namaninde, and emento zondo no mananta zige de ganaya, yet a debedebele de bedia, lepetebe de bedela bidia, lepetepetela bina, et amananto zanaminda, and amananto zonomotono mocondia, lepetorobozanda miketolo dobozanda, e perene candaratana mikendele tebedebe, lepetebe de bedebedebe, japara di bedela, jatalagana, Perene Maganala, Eteregnana, 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 Ejanaganaz, Gnanaz, Eteregnaz, Zagnaz, Eperadia Mantana Mazende Materia, Rene Mecandela Dinama Contonomanaz, Perene Mecandela Timene Candola Dima Handa, Eparada Bidenda Zenta Magani Cantonomanadia, Eperede Begandela Tene Mecandela Tia, Reda Zenta Mecantonomozanda, Ejana Magnata Seperina Mantonamanai.
matanamananda repe yaki gede gaiya katalagi jegadi legede benekanda. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and believe. Hallelujah. I pray that you have been blessed. Even as we make intercession, there are things that are being transformed. There are highways that are being opened in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Angels are going ahead of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight, Father, I pray for ministerial angels to move to anyone that is connected with this ministry, to anyone that is part of this 21 days of prayer and fasting. May the angel of the house minister to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch them, heal them, meet them at the point of their knees, bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Reveal your word, reveal your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh paradia repezedi mahanto zalite teperene manda. I release the ministry of angels to go out and deliver the captives, to go out and minister to people, to go out and give people gifts, to go out and bless people in the mighty name of Jesus. Go out now, bless them. Go out now, heal the sick. Go out now, open their eyes that they may begin to see. Take away the infirmities, take away the yoke, take away the decay, take away the things that have made their lives to languish around. Take away the scales of their eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. This night as we go to rest, mighty Father, may we not rest from your presence. May your presence continue to hover around us. Bless us tonight in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one of us. We are covered with the blood. I cover them with the blood. I cover them with the blood. I cover their home with the blood. I cover their back with the blood. In the name of Jesus. Indeed, we are a blessed people. We are a royal priesthood. We are a chosen generation. A people that are called by his name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for tuning in. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us meet tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow is going to be our day 5. I pray that you have been blessed. And if you have been blessed, remember to share the video.